Before concluding this evening, I just wanted to share some quick thoughts for us to take with us for the remainder of the day. There was a movie in the late 90s, a rom-com entitled Practical Magic. And tonight I want to speak about impractical magic. Faith is not magic. And when we face crises as we are, we think that if we can only do one certain thing, God will make everything better. And we do this in our own lives. We do it during times of great crisis. But the truth of the matter is that faith isn't magic because God is real. His healing is real. He is alive. And there is miraculous healing, but there is never magical healing. And when it comes to healing, salvation, our salvation, magical thinking is delusional and destructive. Now, consider the healing of a person who may have made bad lifestyle choices his entire life. Maybe he didn't exercise enough and ate improperly. Maybe either smoked or drank or both and did all kinds of things. And then he reaches middle age and goes to the doctor and faces the consequence of having health issues. And the doctor says, okay, you need to start exercising and eat properly and stop smoking and cut back on your drinking or stop drinking. And over time, you will see your health condition reverse. And there are consequences to behavior, and then there is healing, and the healing takes time. And if this man, especially if he is a prayerful man, a Christian man, and asks for God's help, yes, over time he will see his health condition reverse. But over time, the current situation that we face with the coronavirus was a long time coming. And people have been talking about this potentiality for years. We have unrestricted travel between countries. I don't mean to in any way imply that that's a bad thing. We do not really take precautions with regard to our own health. Some countries are worse than others. Washing our hands, keeping things clean, storing food at the right temperature, you name it. We are in a perilous situation today because we have placed our supply chains in a precarious condition because over the course of years, more and more people moved manufacturing out of their own country into other countries, especially the country where this virus started. And now we wonder if we're going to be able to get the goods that we need. And then with all of that being said, on every possible level in every country, the governments were not prepared. And when I say every level, I'm talking city, county, state, and national. And literally every country in the world was unprepared to face a pandemic. So what did we think would happen in an instance where we have unrestricted travel, lack of precautions, and ill preparation? We find ourselves in the situation that we're in, and we are doing virtual church as everybody else stays home and tries to isolate to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. It will take time to clean up this mess. It will take time to get the coronavirus under control. It will take time, we hope, for people in private industry, for governmental leaders, for everybody to get a little bit smarter about how we take care of ourselves. But just like the person with poor lifestyle choices who takes time to get back in shape, if we are faithful people and do the right things, then we will get our world back in shape, if you will. Now, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't pray. Just the opposite. Every time we pray, we're not only asking for God's grace to come help us, but it focuses our attention on God. And that is something that is sorely missing in the world. And one could reasonably argue that an inattention to God helped contribute also to the mess that we're in. But every time we pray to God, he hears us and he heals us. He is healing us on every possible level, physical and spiritual. But real healing takes time. We are healed in God's time. When we hear those words, some people might ask about the miracles of Jesus, times when Jesus heals people right on the spot. Well, when Jesus does this, he does it for certain reasons and certain instances. Sometimes it's obvious why he did it. Sometimes it's part of God's plan for salvation that is beyond our understanding. And Jesus does heal this way. But remember, during his earthly ministry, he didn't heal everyone. He healed certain people at certain times in certain places. Other people continued to suffer with their chronic afflictions. Real healing takes patience. Thinking about Jesus, we think very often only about his instantaneous healings. But remember, God allowed us to struggle for 1.5 millennia from the time the law was given until the incarnation. And that 1,500-year struggle makes mankind, at least I would hope, at least faithful people, it makes us much more appreciative of the redemptive ministry of Jesus Christ. Now, most likely, it's not going to take 1,500 years from us to be saved from the state of being plagued by this virus. But no matter how long it takes, we will pray, God will listen, and he will heal in the way that is best for us and in the time that is best for us. And just as we work out our salvation together with him, so too we will work together with God in taming this pandemic. And one of the ways that we will do it as a species, humanity, is we will do it, I hope and pray, by humbling ourselves before God. I don't want anything to do with magic. Magic has no place in my life. And to play on the title of the film that I referred to, I find magic to be impractical at best. But I have faith in the Lord who created the heavens and the earth, who became one of us, was crucified, and rose from the dead. That is in whom I have faith. You see, faith is more than practical. If we have faith, then when we face life's struggles, we will be healed in the time and the way that God sees fit. And along the way, as we work with God to be healed, we will also be saved.